Let's go to God's Word this morning. You sit down. Okay. Let's go to God's Word. We're in a series called Favor. I covered a little bit of this scripture last week. It's verses that should be memorized. They're great verses. But we're in a series called Favor. Favor is to be God's favorite. To be preferred. Preferential treatment. I mean, it sounds like a crazy thing. And I don't believe you give money to get it. I do believe you have to work for it. I believe you have to work for favor. And that's the way it is with other people. And I believe that Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, and he grew in favor with God and people, men, people. So in this little series, we've been looking at the book of James, and we've been seeing certain things that we need to do. And when we do those things, I believe we receive favor with God when we do those things. And I believe we receive favor with people. Like one of them is watching your mouth. Watching how you talk to people. Do you think people appreciate it when you watch how you talk to them? Yes or no? You think people appreciate it when you're respectful of them? Yes or no? Sure. And they will show you favor. So in turn, as we talk to God. But one of the biggest ways we can get favor with God is fighting our own battles. Not that he's not going to help us. But instead of complaining and griping instead of just living for the devil, giving in, quitting, doing whatever, you stand strong in the Lord in the power of his might. And I believe he's proud of you and me when we do that. You hear me, yes or no? And so that's sort of the gist of this series. Favor with God, favor with people. But the different angle I'm taking is I believe you have to fight for it. I believe you have to fight your own battles, your own struggles. I think you have to fight your mouth and how you talk to people. I think you have to fight your feelings, your emotions, and things like that. And the key to every bit of this is humility. Say that out loud. The key to every bit of this is what? Humility. What does humility look like? It looks like you and me laying at the feet of Jesus. You're God. You're high and lifted up. I'm right down here. You're right. I'm wrong. Your way is the right way. My way is the wrong way. Okay? You're good. I'm bad. Got it? Say. That's what humility looks like. Humility doesn't look like this. Why are you picking on me? Why don't you do it my way? I don't believe that part of the Bible. That's not humility. Humility is your word says it, I believe it, and that's the end of it. You hear me or not? Humility. And I believe that's the key to favor is humility. I think that's the key to favor with people too. I have very seldom in my life, when I've humbled myself before folks, have I ever been really rejected. It's hard to reject somebody that's humble. You hear me, yes or no? Somebody that's kind, somebody that's humble, somebody that's appreciative, somebody that's thankful. It's just hard to reject that. So favor is what we've been talking about. So today we'll push it just a little bit. I've got a few things I'd like to say just from a couple of verses, and we'll go with it. Shouldn't be a long message, but I've said that before. Here we go. Wouldn't it be nice if today was the day? Here we go. Would you say that out loud? Live when? Tomorrow is the favorite day of the lazy man. Do it tomorrow. Tomorrow is the favorite day of the lazy man. Almost anything within your power that you can do tomorrow, you can do today. Now, I understand if it's a doctor's appointment, I got to go to the doctor tomorrow. I get that. But we're talking about favor. We're talking about things that you can do. A battle you can fight tomorrow, you can fight it when? Today. I think I'll call them and ask for forgiveness tomorrow. Why not call when? Today. So live today is the title of this message. It's been something I've talked about a lot. I haven't always been good at it, but there were some times in my life where it was all I could do to make it through one day. To make it through one day. And it was because of heartbreak. It was because of, you know, being left in a marriage. And I didn't want that. And it was hard for me to make it through one day. The hardest part of my day was usually at night going to bed. And I could not wait for the sun to come up. How many know what I'm talking about? I could not wait for the sun to come up. Please, son, would you come on up? Did I get attacked on my bed. You hear me? And so I learned that, Gary, this is all you got, man. 24 hours, you got to take this thought captive. And I've had to take thoughts captive, man. I'm talking about crazy thoughts. Thoughts that I don't matter. Nobody cares for me. I'm a piece of garbage. You know, I can't stay the ministry. It's over. It just felt terrible. You know what I'm saying? But I had to fight back. And that's where I learned on my bed fighting demons in my head that I matter. Ha! It's crazy. When I started saying, wait a minute, you're a liar. I matter. I have value. My kids love me. People love me. My mama loves me. She's in heaven, but she still loves me. And it's funny how the demons scattered those devilish thoughts in my mind. So we've got to take our day and make something out of it. Amen? I prayed in the truck with the guys this morning. I did that on purpose. I do it every Sunday on purpose. I don't get there by accident. Well, it's an accident. I just got here. No. I get there on purpose. I have to have purpose when we pray. And my purpose is, Lord, help me. Give me strength. Give me a smile on my face. I want a good countenance. I don't want to get up here and whine. I don't want to do any of that. I want to be a blessing to y'all. Y'all hear me, yes or no? But I had to do it today. And what's neat is I had four other guys gathered around me in a truck, and they helped me do that too. Amen? So today, living today. I know I get long-winded, but here we go. Say these verses with me. It's not that many of them. Ain't that hard. Here we go. Go to now, you that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Keep reading. Whereas you know not what shall be on tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanisheth away. Right out of the book of James, we're talking about living today. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. How many ever had a tomorrow and it was devastating? Can I see some hands? You had no idea. No idea. Today was fine and then tomorrow came. We have no idea what's going to happen on tomorrow. We need to live today. We don't even know if we're going to be here tomorrow. Come on, you're still here, so you think you got tomorrow. How many knew somebody, they ain't here because they didn't have a tomorrow? You see, and one day that'll be you, and it'll be me. So we need to live today. This might be simple preaching, but it's good. This is how you get favor, by the way. You know, I'll be nice to the lady at Publix next time. I feel like crap, so I'm not even going to say hello to nobody today. Could be your last day. I'll just stew on this bad attitude or this feeling I have against my wife or my husband. I'll just stew on that for a while and we'll just see how it goes. Maybe we'll get over it tomorrow. Why not do it today? Say, we don't know if we have a tomorrow. Say this with me. Come on, we're reading the Bible together. It's not a lot. For that you ought to say, help me now, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. Amen? So today's all we've been given. Today is it. Now we're going somewhere with the message. Don't get bored on me here. Today's all we've been given. Verse 16, read it out loud. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. What rejoicing? And what's my boastings? My boasting is I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. I'm going to go here, I'm going to go there. I've got these plans, but I'm not living right now today. That's just boasting. Presuming on tomorrow is what? Does that mean we shouldn't have plans? No, we should have plans. We can make plans. But today is more important than tomorrow's plans. Say that out loud. Today is more important than tomorrow's plans. Why am I doing this tomorrow? Today is the most important day of your life. Today. It's all you have. Presuming on tomorrow is evil. What does this have to do with favor? It has a lot to do with favor. You might not be around tomorrow to get no favor. Make the best of your day today. You hear me? Yes or no? How many have ever, you've given somebody a piece of your mind, and if you would have thought about it, you didn't have to do that. Let me see some hands. I didn't have to do that. Yeah, how many times? Yeah, a lot of times. All right, here we go. So you know you're supposed to live today. You know that's the most important thing. You know presuming on tomorrow is evil. What you do today is more important than what you're going to do tomorrow. Okay? So, say that verse with me. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it's what? And he's talking about how you live your life every day. You want favor with God? Live in the now. You want favor with God? Say you're sorry now. Watch your mouth now. You want favor with God? Fall at his feet right now. You hear me or not? Say. Okay? Now we're going to dig deep on this a little bit. Not doing good or doing the right thing according to the scriptures today is sin in your life and in my life. So life becomes so much more precious to people, say it with me, when they're about to what? Oh yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. I mean, I've had so many instances of this because I've dealt with a lot of people over the years who are dying. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful to see people when they're dying get right with God. It's wonderful to see change. But wouldn't it be nice to do that while you're healthy? Say yes or no. Wouldn't that be nice? Say. Why I gotta die to apologize? Say. Why have I gotta die to help somebody? Say. Well, I'm dying. That's why I'm giving stuff away. That's pretty radical. You can live right now today. Amen. Say. But it's true. When we get close to dying, it seems like we get right with God and we get right with family and all this kind of stuff. Why? Why do people do that? Why? Why? Because they don't have what? They don't have much time left. So here's the question. Here's the question. What makes you think you do? See, that's evil. That's evil. We'll even say this. We'll say if somebody dies at age 74 or 73, oh, they died young. Young? No, it ain't. We need to get with the program. I think we'd all do better if we started realizing we old. And we ain't promised a tomorrow. And today's the only day I got if I'm 62. Listen, you know, for the first time in my life, this happened the other day, the first time in my whole life, I was having lunch with a young man. His name is Jacoby Bartlett. And Jacoby's right over there. Can you wave at us, Jacoby? Jacoby's 21 years old. Jacoby was saved here at our church about 2 years ago. I baptized him in my swimming pool. And he was an athlete at Lemon Bay High School. And Coach Southwell, he was hurting really bad. And he called you and asked you either where you went to church or a good church, and you told him where. You told him right here. So Jacoby came with really a broken heart and a screwed up life as about a 18, 19-year-old kid. Is that correct? So he came here. He sat over there somewhere. I think he sat back further before. But he was brokenhearted. He gave his life to Christ. He said, every week I was talking to him. So Jacoby's been growing in the Lord. He's also been backsliding. Yep. And then he's been getting back right with God and confessing and growing in his faith. Isn't that what we do? Yes or no? That's what we do, buddy. That's how we do it. That's how we do it. There's no magic wand. And so he went away to spend a little time with his mother. He's back here in Englewood. He feels like he wants to serve the Lord. And so he's going to be spending time with me, little one-on-one interning. He has a big old personality. I believe he has what it takes. I do. I believe you have what it takes to serve the Lord. And we need another generation coming along in Englewood, Florida, that grew up here to make a difference in our town. So the other day, I had lunch with him. Are y'all okay so far? The other day, I had lunch with him. And so he told his people up in South Carolina he was coming back to Englewood. And he was going to spend time with me. He said, and learn from me. And he said, spending time with me was like spending time with his grandpa. I wanted to bust him square in the mouth at Mama's the other day. That's the first time. I've heard people say, well, Pastor Clark's like my father. So see, I'm screwed up too. I'm old too, okay? I ought to live in the now. Amen. Say, come on, man. You hurt my feelings, son. Yeah. Anyway. But you'll see Jacoby around, and he's working with me now, helping people and helping others and getting learning people's names. And that's the key to ministry is people. Say that out loud. The key to ministry is what? People. It's how you treat people. It's how you look at people. It's how you talk to people. It's how you engage people. Ministry is all about people. Okay, it's not about being a monk and just studying. Man, you better study. You better get out there with the people. Amen. So that's my thing with him. That's what I'm going to help him learn to do a little bit more. Okay. So live your life. You don't have to what? Amen. This is the only day I what? I have. I'm alive, so I know what. I got this one. I know I'm driving you crazy. I don't give a hoot. So, live today. Here's some points I want to make with some scriptures. Here we go. Number one. How can I live today? Today's the only day I got. Most important thing is that one right there. Be saved today. Say that out loud. Be what? Be saved today. Well, I'll leave here. I maybe talk back to the Lord later. You don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. There were about five or six motorcycle fatalities just in the last year in Englewood. I did two of those funerals. That's just on motorcycles. We have no idea. How many heart attacks in this town? How many strokes in this town? How many cancer, people succumb to cancer in this town? Who knows? Okay? Aneurysms. We have no idea. You need to be saved today. You hear me? Need to be saved today. The Bible says, for he says, I have heard thee in a time accepted. Say it with me. In the what? Day of salvation have I helped you. Now say that last part with me. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the what? And I'd like to stop for a minute. If you died today, do you know you'd go to heaven? Do you know you'd go to heaven? Do you know that in your heart? And how do you know that? What would that answer be? I'm a good person. I go to church. Is that your answer? Yeah, you did what on that day? He received Christ as his Savior and Lord. That is salvation. Putting your faith in Jesus Christ. Anything other than that is not salvation. Did you hear me today? Catechism's not salvation. Communion's not salvation. Getting baptized is not salvation. The Bible says, if you'll confess with your mouth, what's his name? Jesus, and believe in your what? Heart that God raised to Jesus from the dead, you shall be what? Saved. There's no name given among men whereby you must be saved other than the name of who? Jesus. Call upon the name of the Lord who? And thou shalt be what? He's your only way. Well, why have people taught me church will save me? I have no idea. It's not in the Bible. You must put your faith in Christ. Well, you're just fellowship church. That's just what you say. That's because that's what the Bible says. So you need to do that today. Normally, I do that at the end of the service. I want to do it right now. I'd like to do it right now with you. Let's bow our head today. Let's bow our head right now. Just right now. Be saved today. We're not wanting your money here. We're not wanting you to have to come back here every week. I'd love for you to be here. But more important than anything is you being saved. Your sins are forgiven. You're not going to burn in hell. You can put your faith in Christ when? Today. I'd like to lead you in a prayer where you can do that. Just right where you are. Right where you are. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, I know I am a sinner. I am. I've committed so many sins. And Lord, I ask you to forgive me. And Jesus, talk to him right now, to the Lord. That's what he said. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. Jesus, I believe in you. I don't understand it all, but I believe you are God's only Son. And I believe you're the only way to have my sins forgiven. And my only way to heaven and everlasting life. And so, Lord, I put my faith in you, not in myself. I don't put my faith in a church or in my money or anything else. I put my faith in you, Jesus Christ, alone. My faith is in you. I believe you died on the cross. I wasn't there when it happened, but your word says it, and I believe it. I believe you rose from the dead the third day. And I believe you love me. I matter to you. And I'm responding now. I'm telling you with my own words, in my own heart, that I believe in you, Jesus. Come into my life and live through me, starting today. Today is my day of salvation. Today is my day of salvation. In Jesus' name. Amen. Got it? Let's look at another one. Today. Say that out loud. Get right with who? When? What's the Bible say? If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to what? Forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Why would you leave here today carrying a load of sin? What sense does that make? Why can't you confess it right now? Y'all hear me or not? Am I driving you up the wall? He said, if you'll confess, I'll forgive. Is there some crap in your life? Some garbage in your life right now? Well, let's bow our head. Let's pray together. How about it? Can we do that? Bow our head? Okay? Let's pray together. Talk to the Lord. You know what it is in your life. You know what it is. It's a sin. It's flat out. It's not right. It could be a number of things, but only you know you. Would you take just a minute and say, Lord, I'm wrong. I'm wrong. And this isn't good. It's not right. I know it's not right. And other people know it's not right. But more than anything, you know it's not right. And I'm confessing this sin to you, Lord. Whatever that is, you said you'd forgive me, Lord. And I want your forgiveness. And I'm not playing a game here. I want your forgiveness, Lord. And it's something perhaps you battle with. I battle with it. Please help me, Lord. Please. I humble myself right here at Fellowship Church today. Ask you to forgive me. Clean me up, Lord, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. This is what a today looks like. Y'all hear me or not? Let's look at another one. Keep looking. Now, I can't do this one for you. We're almost done. Don't run out on me. Get right with who? When? Well, they did such and such. I'm going to leave it on them. Why? Well, because they did it. What if you humble yourself? What if you humble yourself? What does it say? Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, you remember that there's a brother that has aught against you. You leave your gift at that altar. You go your way and first be reconciled to your who? And then you come back and you offer your gift. We're to get right with others when? When should we do it? Are y'all hearing me? You could do that today. You could do that. You could call them today. You could go see them today. And it would be really nice if you humble yourself under the, you know, under the hands of Almighty God and see if He don't lift you up. We're talking about favor. You think I got favor when I got saved? Yes or no? Yeah. You think when I confess my sins I'm having favor with God? Yes or no? Yeah. You think when I humble myself with others who have aught with me, and I humble myself and I get right with them, you think I'm going to get favor from those people? Yes or no? Most likely, yes. But if you're going to sit there and argue with them, that's not getting right. Y'all hear me or not? Boy, it's quiet. Good. Get right with who you can and do it when? Today. Do it today. Keep short sin accounts every day. If you have aught with somebody, if you have a bad mouth with somebody, fix it right away. I'm sorry. I should not have said that. I was wrong. Forgive me. You see, if you don't start doing that, if you don't start getting some control over your crazy life. Amen. Today, love family and friends. When? Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. We should love our family and our friends. When? Yeah, but I don't love them. Being filled with the Holy Spirit is being filled with God's love. God loved your sorry tale. You telling me we can't love somebody else that's treated us wrong or got issues or problems? Sure, you'd be surprised who God wants to love through you. He likes loving the hard ones. But He would like a little help from you. Amen. Say it. It's beautiful. Love your family and friends today. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to do what? Love one another. I just don't like them. How about you humble yourself? Wonder if God likes them, yes or no? Sure He does. Your problem's with God. I know it's hard. You'll get over it. Say that out loud with me. Today, do what with somebody today? Encourage somebody today. I just wait. Like if you're out by one of our doors and you're giving out worship guides or anything like that, or you're serving in any capacity here, you need to be the one that makes that first step. You don't need to wait for them to come in the door and go, hi, hi, how about you go, hello, how are you today? Be a blessing to people. You hear me or not? Say, yeah, I walked in the restaurant, nobody talked to me. How about you say hello when you walk in? Thank you, how are y'all? What's wrong with that? Crazy people. Encourage somebody today. Say a good word. Do a good deed. Help somebody when? I'll do it tomorrow. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Wouldn't it be nice to talk to people like that? Beautiful. Look at another one. Give something away when? Today. Well, when I die, I'll give it to them. Why not enjoy giving something to somebody while you're still alive? Why give the lawyer all the fun? You could do it. Give something away today. Why don't you do this for me? Why don't you take a ride over to where I live? Why don't you ride over towards the bay and towards Old Englewood, get on Old McCall Road, go where Mitch lives at New Point Comfort, down by behind Bales, just drive in through there. Go through Grove City, and instead of just looking down those streets, take your car and go down them. And realize that could have been you. You, the Vogels, their street looks like a war zone. Because everything everybody had is all gone. Not trying to make you feel sorry for us, but why not give something away? How many of you have an extra couch and an extra this in your home? What would you rather do, lose everything or give some of what you have away? I'm going to tell you right now, you don't want to go in your home and have to carry everything out, cut off all the drywall, do all that crap. You just don't want to do it. It would be so much easier to give something away. Wouldn't it be nice if our church just went over the... And you probably have people think you're a nut, but you know, there's houses, they lost everything. And maybe some of them have insurance. Most of them probably don't. You can go over there and say, you know what? I've got an extra house. Got a whole extra bedroom nobody even uses. I'll arrange a truck somehow. When you get ready, we're going to give you a bedroom suit. Give you a couch. And it's crazy, isn't it? We're so blessed. Why not give something away today? Y'all hear me or not? Good. Every man according as he purposes in his heart. That's why people don't give, because they don't purpose to give. Let him give, not how? Mad. Or of necessity. Sad. I got to do it. But God loves what kind of giver? You might say, Clark, where'd you get that cheerful giving thing? If you can give a gift cheerfully, can't keep it. Right, that verse right there. See that? Give something away today. We're done with the message. One of my favorite quotes, would you say it out loud? Tomorrow is the favorite day of the lazy man. Amen? Praise the Lord. Tomorrow really never what? Because when you get to tomorrow, it'll be what? Let's thank the Lord for His word. Amen. That was it. I know.